Welcome to our extra spicy new podcast, Hot and Bothered, with me, Sarah Jane Dunn.
And me, Rhian Sugden.
This podcast is our exploration of all things to do with sex and taboos, and we'll give you a little bit of an insight into our lives as OnlyFans creators as well.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about sex toys. And as usual, of course, we'll go over what's getting us hot and bothered, as well as sharing some of your saucy secrets.
So, Rhian, what's got you hot this week?
Well, mine kind of go hand in hand this week, because my hot is just being in bed. In general, it's my favourite place.
Okay.
I don't get into it enough. I feel like I'm so busy at the moment that I just like pine for my bed, and my bothered is being hungover.
Oh, so that's... Oh, I was going to ask, why have you been in bed so much? But that would answer
well,
that
I actually
question.
Haven't. That's the thing. I just keep thinking about just lying in bed for like 3 days.
It's nice, isn't it? It's one of my favourite things as well.
Oh, my God. Honestly, I can't wait to have like a week off and do nothing and just binge Netflix. But hangovers... Are they getting worse?
Oh, as you get older, they do get worse. They last more than a day. Do you still feel rough now?
I still feel rough today from 2 days ago.
Yeah. See, mine lasts about a week now. Like, I'm tired for a good week.
Yeah,
it's not worth it.
So that's my hot and bothered this week.
Yeah, okay.
What about you?
My hot is Ryan Reynolds. Not just this week, every week. I mean...
He is dreamy.
He's a dreamboat, isn't he? He's funny. He's attractive. He's a great actor.
Did you see him looking at his wife?
Yeah, I know. That's what sort of brought him to the front of my attention this week. That, and I watched a film that he's in called The Adam Project.
Oh, yeah.
And
good film.
It's a good film, isn't it?
Very
I cried
film.
All the way through like a big baby.
Have you seen Free Guy?
Yes.
Also
love him, love Jodie Comer as well. So yeah, Ryan Reynolds is just ace, isn't he? And the way that he looks at his wife and the way that they just... I know it's one of those, isn't it, where it's probably not as beautiful in real life, like Instagram versus reality thing, but I like to believe that
like
it is.
I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Good catch.
And what's got you bothered?
What's got me bothered this week is that I was supposed to go and get my new tattoo, wasn't I? And I got to Crewe Station... Got myself a coffee, sat down, checked my emails, and got an email saying, your appointment's been cancelled.
I mean, that's a bit last minute, Larry, isn't it?
I know. And you know, you've got tattoos, haven't you? So you know before you get them done, I actually don't mind getting them done, but you do sort of hype
yourself
up a bit, don't you? And go, right, okay, I'm ready for it. And, you know, it's a big decision because it's going to stay on your skin probably for the rest of your life. So I'd psyched myself up and I was going out to London and, yeah, and then I got an email and... And I
Are you booked back in?
I'm booked back in, but that day I had to sit at Crewe. No offence to Crewe, but Crewe Station's not the funnest of places.
Yeah,
I mean, get a nice coffee though, to be fair.
Well,
so, you know, every cloud.
Plus side, yeah.
So this week we are going in on sex toys. We're going to talk about sex toys. It's a taboo subject, I think. I think it's getting a little bit better.
I don't know why it's a taboo subject.
I don't
everyone's
know why.
Got a sex toy.
Yeah,
surely.
Everyone's got one in the drawer somewhere, definitely.
Yeah, or five or six, yeah.
Or several, yeah. Tell us more.
So I've got a funny story about sex toys randomly. Not a lot of people know that I actually had an online sex toy business.
Did you?
It did really well for like 3 years.
How did that come about?
So, well, it's quite a funny story.
Okay.
So I was at home alone. My husband was out touring. He was an actor at the time, so he was hardly ever at home. And I got a knock on the door one morning and it was the little lady across the street. And it was school run, middle of the morning. And she was like, ding, ding, ding. She's like, I just thought I'd let you know all your things are rolling down the street.
What?
And I was like, what? Like still half asleep. Again, morning.
Yeah.
And I don't get up early.
Yeah.
So I opened the door properly and there was dildos and like vibrators all down my driveway.
Oh my gosh.
Rolling down the street because I lived on a hill.
Oh
Kids
my God.
Were walking past. And I was like, oh,
where?
God, what am I going to do?
They come from your bin?
My blue bin, the recycling bin. So they were in the wrong bin for a start.
Oh, no.
It was tipped over.
And it was full of dildos.
I mean, I say full of dildos. There was about 10.
I mean, that's enough for it to be full of dildos.
And I don't know if you're living by the same rules as me, but you never bin your own dildos in your own bin.
Well... Yeah.
So, and I'm sure you've got a story about this, but this is... So they definitely weren't mine. I would hold 100% responsibility.
So they weren't... Like, they were... Like, they've been used.
There was a big...
Was
black,
there a mixture?
There was a big black suction pump one stuck in the middle of the driveway.
No.
I'm not even joking to you.
Well, like, stuck upright. Like,
stuck
someone
upright.
Had stuck
someone
it on the
floor. It was like someone had stuck it up. The bin was there. They were rolling down the street. There was one that had, like, blocked the grid.
Oh, no. This
and
is brilliant. This is such a good sketch for a show.
Couldn't get hold of Oliver. Rang my mum and I was crying my eyes out. So I was like, oh, my God. What
do
I
you do?
They're on my driveway. They look like mine. my mum was like, do you know what? You just need to own this. And I was scared that someone had set this up and I was going to go out and be all over the Daily Mail.
And be like papped, yeah. Picking up dildos off the floor.
You need to put on a sexy dressing gown. You need to go out there. You need to own it. So I put on a fancy little dressing gown, walked out, and I was picking all these dildos up in the middle of school run.
Did you put like marigolds on or something to pick them up?
No, I was so embarrassed. And I think they were used, you know.
Oh, grim.
They weren't in boxes or anything. I mean, I didn't look properly for usage, but they weren't, yeah, they weren't new. And so that's how my sex toy business came about, because when I came home and I had a few drinks with my friend and we started seeing the funny side of it, we were Googling how much was in my bin, like what...
Like the value
like
of
the
them.
The value of them.
Yeah, because yeah, they're not
sex
cheap.
Sex toys are well expensive.
Yeah, they're really expensive
like
to buy, aren't they?
There was like £300 worth of dildos in my bin when we worked
someone
it out.
Someone had just discarded it. I wonder what the backstory is behind
what is the backstory? Who's
getting rid of them?
So we found out that the markup was quite good on sex toys and I ended up launching my own sex toy.
That's amazing.
So that's how it came about.
That's such a good story of how it started.
Yeah, it was
love
good.
That.
But then I just realised that having a dildo empire wasn't for me. So I sold it on. But yeah.
But you did it for 3 years though.
I did it for 3 years, yeah. And it,
I bet you learned some things, didn't you?
Oh my God. The amount, I think I did it wrong to be honest, because my website had over 5,000 different items. It was all drop shipped.
Oh wow.
And there was some stuff on there that you looked at and I was like, where does that even go?
What is that even for?
How does that work? So I learned a lot.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I found like researching today's episode. I've literally gone into websites that I never thought I'd click on. Again, my search history is very questionable right now. And I've had to sort of Google things and go, what is that? My husband came in and this page was open on some
like,
random sex
doing?
Toy, sex machine actually. And he was
sex
like,
machine?
What is that? Yeah.
Oh,
it
wow.
was pretty brutal. I think I put a story up on my Instagram because my face, I caught myself just sort of going, doing this face to say, oh, it just looked really violent and painful.
Oh God.
But years and years ago, I had a sex toy that was, do you remember when you were like the screw bottom and you used to put the batteries in?
And they sound like a pneumatic drill.
Yeah. And it was like really cheap plastic and it went rusty. Like I had it for a while. It went rusty. And I was like, I've got to get rid of this. I'm not putting that anywhere near me. But like you say, you don't put them in your own bin.
That's the rule of sex toys. You don't discard your own toys in your own bin.
So I remember I wrapped it up in like a Tesco bag or something and drove to a public bin somewhere
in
to
the
discard
of
it.
Like Mission Impossible.
Just like with the balaclava on and completely disguised. No, but it's funny because someone must have done that to your bin.
Someone must have done it to my bin. And it's typical that day, the bin has never been on its side before. So it's someone
did it on purpose?
Someone listening to this.
Going, that was
stitched me up. Yeah.
Hilarious.
So, yeah.
But there are so many different ones. Well, so what did you sort of learn then having the sex shop? Like, what are there's some really obscure ones out there. What I've sort of learned from Googling and, you know, you've got your rampant rabbits. You've
got a fact about rabbits.
Oh.
So in Japan, I don't know if this is still relevant now. And obviously I don't want to say that all my facts are 100% true because they're all from Google. But I do like to share random facts. But so in Japan, it was illegal to make phallic shaped sex toys, so they made them into rabbits and it wasn't illegal.
And that's
anymore.
Where the rabbit came about.
And that's where the rabbit came
because
about.
There are quite a lot of, like, I found one that was like the shape of a chick, like lots of little cute
like
sex toys, yeah, little like dolphin or ones that are actually, they're really pretty. They're sort of like, they look like pieces of art. You wouldn't actually think immediately or initially you wouldn't go that's a sex toy, especially if you just saw it and it wasn't on the sex toy website, obviously. But some of them are actually beautiful.
Really good, don't they? My friend had a funny story, actually. She had a sex toy. I don't know why it was lying around in the bathroom, but it casually was. And her little girl got in the bath and was playing with it because it was a dolphin. And I think it was like a cock ring, actually, but it had like
a little dolphin on it.
Attachment. Oh. And her kid was just around the bath. And she was too embarrassed to be like, get away. So
it would make it worse to make a point of it, wouldn't it?
Her bath toy from then on. Obviously, brilliant. She couldn't reuse it, but she couldn't take it off her because her daughter was like, oh my God, where's the dolphin?
Where's the little dolphin gone?
Yeah.
Daddy's using it today. I don't know why we said it at the beginning. I don't know why there is such a stigma about it. And I think it's becoming less and less and they're becoming more sort of It's not shameful, or it's not sort of
it's not
frowned
shameful upon. Yeah.
But I think back to, like, did you ever go to the Ann Summers parties or have one of the Ann Summers parties?
No, but they were supposed to be quite...
They were wild. They were fun. So one of my best mates used to be an Ann Summers rep. So I had, like, one of the Ann Summers parties at my flat when I was younger. And it was quite secretive, and it was quite, it was more sort of a, oh, this will be really funny and silly, rather than actually I want to see what...
How does it work?
Things
do they just
are on
bring
sale.
Loads of toys and you just pass them around, and
yeah,
I mean,
so
obviously
they bring
not use
toy,
them, but...
you don't, yeah, you obviously don't use them. So they get sort of, they have to buy in a pack which has got in, you know, some toys, some outfits, some of the games, and then they bring a few things along so you can sort of look at them, and they've usually got like the really funny toys, rather than actually this one's a really good one, or this one's really pleasurable, or this one's designed for women. It was more like, here's, you know, a massive big black dildo that's, you know, sort of,
that's not going in any hole.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, I think it now, it's more sort of, it's acceptable is not the right word, is it, but it's less frowned upon, I think. And if you have one of those parties, and they do still exist, actually, I was sort of going, do Ann Summers parties still happen?
God,
you can do them
really
online now.
I didn't realise that.
But they used to play
games.
I'd
like to go to one.
They are fun. Maybe we should do one.
Maybe we should host one.
Yeah.
A big one.
A huge one. But they have games like where you dress up in the outfits, and where you have to show your best cum face.
No!
And you have to fake an orgasm. So they get quite wild, and people used to get quite drunk at them. And yeah, and then it would all have to remain confidential what people were buying. So as a rep, you couldn't tell people, obviously, what people were buying. But apparently it was always the quiet ones. Always the quiet ones that sat in the corner that were buying the craziest toys and the outfits and... Yeah.
Wow, that sounds fun.
It is fun.
You did, like, didn't you do like a survey on Instagram about men and women who buys them?
Yes, between men and women, actually, it was pretty split down the middle.
Was it?
Which I was quite shocked by, because there's not actually as many toys for men. Is that what you found when you were selling
them? Well, weirdly, it was mainly men that was buying from
really?
My website. But that it kind of leads on to a lot of them were buying like stockings. I don't know whether they were for the partner or... Fleshlights. Have you heard of fleshlights
before? I have. And apparently they're quite a new design, quite a new invention. 1995 is what I Googled.
Were they?
Apparently
quite
so.
I bought my husband one when he was going on tour, because I thought, well, that'll keep you busy for
that'll
a while.
Keep you entertained, yeah.
I'm guessing he uses it. We've not really had a conversation about it. Maybe he's give it a name. Maybe it's his other girlfriend. Who knows? But yeah, there's loads of different things for men. But like you say, it's predominantly women.
It's mainly... aimed at women, isn't it?
I think so.
And women's pleasure.
Although I imagine a lot of gay men use sex toys as well, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's obviously a lot of...
There's a big market for all kinds of...
weird and wonderful things.
Yeah.
There's lots and lots. One that I found on my searching was the half sex dolls. So you know you can get the full sex dolls, and there was a program about it, wasn't there, a while ago, and these men, like... treat them as real
and dress
people
them,
and
wigs,
dress and wash them, and but there are half sex dolls which are really...
Have you seen them? And it's like a bum,
it's like a
and
bum.
Legs. They're well expensive to buy. I had them on my website.
Did you?
Yeah.
But did you see one in real life?
No, I didn't see one in real life. I mean, where could I have stored that? It would have been like a garage full of dead bodies. If
don't throw that in your blue bin.
But I didn't sell many of them because, like I said, they're well expensive. Yeah. But some of them come with like an internal warmer. Or there's like a lube bit that you can put lube in the belly button and it moisturizes the inside. So it's like a fully functioning woman. There's loads of like...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
One of my followers messaged me to say that him and his partner, his wife, have one of them so that they can pretend that they're having a threesome. So they use a half sex doll as like a third... party in there.
Is it a woman sex doll? Have you seen the male ones?
A woman one, yes.
You can get the male ones and you like pump its fake testicle and it gets a boner. But imagine being at home and just being like, oh, I've just got to drag this out from under the bed and then just hop on. I mean, that is...
No, I can't imagine.
And then just... but the thing is, afterwards, like, then what do you do? Drag it to the shower
with
you and wash it and then roll it back under the bed for later.
Yeah, it's not easy storage, that, is it?
Well, might be easier than having a boyfriend or a husband, mightn't it?
Tis true.
True.
Yeah, and I also asked followers how many people use sex toys.
Oh, yeah.
So 65% of people use them, 13% of people don't, and 22% of people have never tried.
What?
I know, right? That surprises me, because I think at some point or another you get curious, don't you?
I can understand that. Like, that's recent as well, isn't it? You did that recently.
Yeah, that was like
because this week. I can understand why people wouldn't buy them like 10, 20 years ago, because you'd have to walk into the supermarket or wherever.
Yeah.
I mean, they sell them in Poundland, don't they?
They've got them everywhere now, haven't they?
I don't think I could like nip into Tesco and buy a cock ring.
Yeah.
But when you've got online, it's a bit...
And it's so discreet,
easier,
isn't it?
Yeah,
and there are so many different brands as well. One of the favourite brands of people was Love Honey, because they said there's lots of variety. They're very helpful.
Oh, I love Love Honey.
The packaging's discreet. I think that's a key thing, isn't it? For if something's turning up at your house, you don't want the DHL man to be like,
dildo,
here's your dildo.
Ain't up
which one have you gone for this time, love? No, you don't want to get that personal with them. But yeah, it kind of surprised me that the people, like you say, that haven't tried.
That's baffled me.
Whether in a relationship or single.
You need to get out there and get some vibes going.
Literal vibes.
But there's loads of, have you seen the nipple sex toys?
No.
You can get like, I don't know how you would describe them. I think it's like a little rosebud. And they turn them on, they suck your nipples for you.
They're the clit stimulators as well, aren't they?
Oh, are they?
Sucky, sucky, yeah.
Sucky, sucky, yeah,
they're
licky,
quite. Well, I think they're quite a new one. I've been sent a few of those.
Have you?
I've got like about three of them sat around the house now. John's like, are you just collecting
just
these?
Just sat around the house?
Not sat around the house,
just on the kitchen.
I've got a child, they're hidden. They're hidden in drawers. But yeah, I've had different brands have sent me a few. One, I did a campaign with Bush and they sent me one, and they're great, actually.
Are they?
Highly recommend, yeah. Quite intense.
Are they?
Mm. But apparently, yeah, you can use them on different parts of the body. So I haven't tried them on the nipples, but apparently you can use them on the nipples.
I was once sent something from the 50 Shades of Grey collection.
Range, yes, me too.
There was some pretty filthy stuff in that, actually. But I got sent one of the plug-in to the wall ones, like a massager.
Oh, yeah, I've never tried one of
those.
And
I was really excited about it, more for the massaging aspects, not anything else. And I don't think I could use it for anything else because it's violent.
Is it a bit violent?
You turn it on, and I swear to God, the neighbours could probably hear it. It's that loud.
Ooh.
So I don't know how women use those. And they're massive. Like, what do you do with them? It's not discreet. It's not like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll give that a try and let you know.
Yeah.
If I survive.
If you come in and you've got bruises all down your arm, I know that you've been using it. And then there's loads of there's couples sex toys, isn't there, that can be now controlled by an app.
Yeah, the Wii Vibe.
The Wii Vibe.
The Wii Vibe's really good, actually. I can highly recommend that. And I actually bought a few for my friends because I think they're that good. I bought them as gifts.
Oh, really?
For friends, yeah. But they're... For those who don't know what a Wii Vibe is, it's basically, I mean, it's hard to explain what it is.
It goes in you
as a female.
Yeah.
Sits on the outside, so gives you outside stimulation, but it's thin on the inside so that the guy can also get in as well.
Yes. We had the Lilo, which is the same thing, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, same kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they're good, and you can control it by the app, so you can put, I mean, not that you want it in and then you're going to just be rolling over and looking at your phone, but...
Yeah. Is that more for if you're out and about? Because I had a lot of people sort of going...
No, that's for
while
you're having sex.
Oh,
so it's like
okay.
an alternative to a cock ring.
Right.
So it just sits in
there
you
while you're
doesn't,
doing stuff.
Yeah.
And there's some that I saw that sort of like sit in and then while you're out and about, they're supposed to be really discreet and your partner can control them.
Why would you want that? I don't know if I'd... That's like Harry Met Sally, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I did that show, by the way.
Did you?
When Harry Met Sally, I've orgasmed on stage many a time.
No, you haven't.
And I did the vagina monologues.
No.
Yeah. So time and time again with my parents watching. So that was fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
My.
I got really good at it at the end.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, as in like, I was not bothered. And the more I sort of relaxed and got comfortable with it, I would just, well, I wasn't actually orgasming.
Obviously, I don't miss, but like, if I said to you, like, do you
want
to
do it now?
Oh, God, I thought we had like a good video clip of you then.
Yeah, I had to do it like a lot. And I remember the first time doing it, I was just like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. But I was just like, I just have to do this. And once I've got it out the way once and everyone's sort
of
seen it.
Did you practice at home in the mirror?
No, I just went for it when we did rehearsals. I just thought, I just got to go for it. And then, yeah, and then the one for the vagina monologues is hilarious. It's a very funny show if you haven't seen it. And it's actually very moving, and there's lots of different monologues, lots of different women's stories. Some funny, some quite disturbing, but it's a wonderful show. And one of them is about orgasming. Why can't I say that today?
Orgasming.
and you had to like really go for it because it was supposed to be quite funny, so you end up on the floor and doing all these silly things. Yeah,
oh my God, hilarious. Is there any clips on these online?
I don't know, maybe online.
I need to dig these out
to find, but yeah,
how fun.
But
I can't imagine actually having those love eggs in.
Oh no.
And being sat like in a restaurant and being
or
like
walking around Tesco or something.
Turn me on.
Yeah. Turn it up a bit, baby. No, just
no, I don't get the concept of those, but each to their own.
Yeah.
Each to their own.
Have you got more facts about sex toys?
I do have a few random facts because I like to keep this educational and not just filth.
Yeah, it's not filth, it is education.
But a lot of them might be myths, but I like to think of them as true because they're better that way. So don't quote me on these. But apparently the sex toy was originally invented to cure hysteria by doctors.
Yeah, I heard this.
Yeah.
I don't know how true this is.
Yeah, but I don't know how true it is.
I like the thinking behind it.
Apparently it was because women held a lot of stress and, well, what they thought was female semen back in the day. But obviously we don't have that. And the doctor would use it to release an orgasm and then the woman would be fine.
Oh.
Which is bizarre. But yeah. I can also understand because if I don't have sex regularly, I can get a bit wiry.
Yeah. You know, you hold a lot of tension in your pelvis and that area. That's why yoga and things like that are so good because it sort of opens up the feminine.
The feminine and chakras and whatnot.
Releases tension.
And I also read that before the vibrators, doctors would just put vegetable oil on their hands, massaging the women's genitals until climax.
Oh my gosh.
Again, could be a myth, but we're going with it.
Maybe they didn't even know what it was and they just thought, oh, well, she's relaxed now. Yeah, whatever I've done, she seems quite happy, so let's try that again.
What else have I got? It's illegal to own more than 6 dildos in Texas because if you had more than 6, it would mean that you had intent to sell them.
Oh,
that
so was you illegal. Would have gone straight to prison.
So
then.
I would be
you
in prison in Texas now,
those dildos all over your driveway.
Yeah. And I think, well, I do have a fact about Cleopatra again, but nobody knows her personally, so we don't know what's true. But apparently,
none of these things we know for real.
She was a highly sexed person, and she would be into putting all kinds of things up her fadoofa.
Mm-hmm.
And she made a fruit. I think the fruit's called a gouda, G-O-U-D-A, gouda.
Yeah,
have you seen
gouda's
them?
A cheese.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's
just sticking cheese up.
Well, it's
up
definitely
there.
Not cheese, but it's some kind of fruit that she would dig out, and apparently she put bees in it.
What?
To vibrate.
Oh my God, this can't be true.
Well, this is what I've read, and Google is always correct.
Google's always right.
And she died by being bit by an adder.
But is that because snake put it up there?
And the rumour is that it's because she was using them as sex toys. I am telling you.
Oh my God. I really want these to be true.
Well, yeah, me too.
I don't
know how accurate this is. This one is definitely true. So there is a Pearl Royale vibrator and it is encrusted with diamonds and it's the most elite sex toy on the market and it's priced at $1.3 million. So
does it do anything for that? Or is it
a $1 million orgasm? Yeah.
Does it vibrate? Does it warm up?
I'm guessing it vibrates.
Does it have an app?
Or is it just really
sparkly?
I did have pictures, but it doesn't really work on a podcast. But it looks pretty spectacular, to be fair.
Oh, we could put a picture up on the socials.
But there's more things I'd rather spend $1.3 million on than a...
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, you can get them for much, much cheaper than that. I read some facts,
Facts.
Google facts.
Fake facts.
That the ancient Greeks made dildos out of brass, stuffed leather, and old loaves of bread.
bread. Mm-hmm.
And they were one of the first peoples to make lube, and they used olive oil apparently for their lube.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bread and olive oil.
Again, what a waste. And apparently Shakespeare mentions the word dildo by name in A Winter's Tale, and it's one of the earliest instances of the word being used in the English language in written
I love
record.
The word dildo.
It's great, isn't it?
I think it's a really funny insult as well.
Apparently it comes from the Italian Renaissance and from diletto, which means pleasure.
Well, there you go.
Hey?
God, sometimes
it'd be great
I'm
if
like,
all these are
God,
real.
He was an absolute dildo. So I'm basically just saying he's an absolute pleasure.
You're an absolute pleasure.
Which kind of defeats what I was getting at.
So a few people sort of messaged and said what their favourite sex toy brands were.
Oh, yeah.
And I asked, and there's lots, isn't there? Like we were saying before. But one that came up that I had to Google, because one person sent me Tracy's dog, and I was just like, are they just saying that they...
Like
Tracy's dog. I was like, that's animal
what a
abuse
weird
for
name
starters.
For a sex toy
anyway,
company.
Yeah, more than one person messaged me. So then I Googled it, and it's a sex toy brand. Never heard of that one.
Where is that name come from?
I have no idea. It's a bit of a random one, isn't
that
it?
Is
maybe
really
it's
random.
So it's really discreet.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
That makes it stand out more to me.
Wow, I'm going to have a look at that later when I get home.
Yeah, or maybe don't. Or maybe don't.
Maybe don't.
One that I wish I hadn't seen is, have you heard of the Lovenz sex machines?
No.
Right, so this one came up and I Googled it, and I think this is the one that made my face go, oh, because it looks so full on. So basically it's like some sort of pneumatic machine that's got a dildo on one side or on both sides, or there's lots of different ways you can set it up, I think. Very
right.
Expensive machine. Looks
oh, what,
like...
Does it just, you just turn it on and it goes at you like a hammer? Just,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do people store these things?
That's your first go-to thought, is where do the
well,
people
yeah,
store
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd be happy to try these things if I had storage space, but I mean, I've already got a bed full of these sex toy things that we're talking about, these big half dolls.
You've already got those, yeah.
No,
you've got no storage
just
left
to
for
put
these
anything,
machines.
So.
There's some crazy ones out there. There's another website that I found, and they have machines that are like booking Broncos, but with a big dildo on top.
Like a saddle with a dildo.
That move about. And the Lovenz and these ones, I think, can be controlled. So if you're in a long-distance relationship, so maybe this is how it works, they can be controlled by your partner from somewhere else. So you can both be having a go on this machine and control it for each other. Which is a nifty novel idea.
But what, like even the one with the saddle and... Again, you've got to have some kind of sex dungeon, surely.
You've got to have space. Yeah, it's a 50 Shades sort of setup, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely
a whole
a
room
space issue, this.
For
I
all
mean,
this stuff.
Do you remember all the little sex toys that you could get that were like shaped as lipsticks?
Yes.
Discreet. That's what you need. You don't want
Oh, yeah, because I found like a little bullet that you get on a necklace.
Yeah.
Very pretty. I think that was Coco de Mer. They've got pretty sex toys.
They're expensive.
Very
they're
expensive.
They're like a highbrow brand, aren't they?
Yeah.
Coco de Mer. But yeah, just stick to the little ones. They all do the same job. You don't need a chair. Speaking of chairs, you've seen the camping chair ones.
Mm.
That's not necessarily a sex toy, but it's like a little fold-out camping chair and it's got a hole in the bottom.
Yes, I did see these.
So that the woman or the man, depending on what you're into, can sit on it and then you just slide underneath and...
And do your stuff.
Licky lick.
Oh.
Yeah. So
can't you put like attachments under it as well?
Probably.
So
put whatever you want under it.
Whatever you want under there, yeah.
Yeah.
And then doubles up as an extra chair if you're having a barbecue or something. Never know.
Get the emergency chairs out.
Oh, have you seen, and this is something that I hadn't seen before, where you can clone a willy or clone a pussy?
Yes. I have cloned a willy before.
Have you?
I bought my ex-boyfriend a clone a willy kit, and it was a luminous neon one. So I thought, well, I won't lose that. And... Yeah, I got it in for Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it was clearly more of a gift for me because what's he going to do by cloning his
but
own
then
willy?
Can you use it as a dildo after?
Yeah,
is that the point?
The process is not sexy. I thought, oh, this is going to be really fun to make. You have to keep a boner for a certain amount of time, and it's
of
not...
Of course, yeah.
It's not sexy when you're trying to keep it dipped in... I mean, I don't even
neon
know what you
paste.
It's Well, yeah, it's like neon paste, but what's the stuff called that like solidifies? Like, I can't think of the word.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like clay type
thing. Yeah.
And it's like basically what you get your teeth molded with, isn't it, when you have a brace?
Oh, nice.
So he had to keep like a boner for a good 15 minutes. But with this
stuff all over it.
With his dick in a bucket, basically.
This does not sound sexy.
And then that has to set, and then you have to peel it off. And then fill it and then put it in the fridge. And I lived with friends at the time and I had to keep it in the fridge. It was very funny. They made me hide it behind stuff in the fridge to set. Then you put the little vibrating pack in it and it works, but he was very disappointed. He wouldn't let me keep it for very long because he clearly lost a bit of size in the cold glute.
Yeah,
so
which is understandable.
It didn't give a good representation, or so he thought. So he wasn't very happy with me keeping it. So that was disposed of in a Tesco bin somewhere.
It sounds like a fun idea, but yeah, the actual practicality of doing it. I also can't imagine doing that, like the clone of pussy. Like if that, you've got to get that gloop all over. That's going to get stuck in places, isn't it?
But I'd like to see how they look, because what is it that you're... I mean, I get it with a guy because you get in like a phallic object. Mm. But what are you... You don't go inside.
You can't go inside.
So
can
is
you?
It just like a
they're
flap?
Just, they're just getting a
just a flap of material that you've cloned.
I don't know what you do with that after. Use it as a placemat or something?
Yeah,
I'm not really sure. So now it's time for your saucy secrets, and we have had some absolute corkers this week. I was literally sat in a cafe reading these laughing out loud.
This is my favourite segment, you know. Even the researching of it and
it's so much fun.
The highlight of my week at the minute, listening to people's stories.
And I love how open people have been with us and how
I just wish we had more time to just tell everybody's stories.
Maybe we should just do a whole episode on people's stories. But we've got some really good ones this week.
Come on.
So this one, really, I did actually like snort laugh out loud when I read this one. So apparently a guy had a butt plug in, and as he climaxed, the butt plug flew out of his bum and smashed a mirror.
No! So farted a butt plug out. That is hilarious.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
That is good. That should be an achievement, to be honest.
You should be rewarded for that.
You should be rewarded for that.
Good climax.
I'd like to see what his partner's reaction was.
Maybe he was on his own.
I bet he or she thought she was being shot.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Just in the heat of the moment, everything happening at once.
That is funny.
Do you want to read out the other one?
Well, this is one that's sent in to you, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm literally just reading these for the first time.
You read it, so see your reaction.
This is the shock factor. So I left a vibrator in a hotel room and went back for it, as it was a good one, but housekeeping had it in a bag.
So the housekeeping had kept it.
They'd kept it?
For themselves. So this girl had left her favourite vibrator in a hotel room, was like, I'm not leaving that. As we've said, they're not cheap. I'm going to go back and get it. And when she went back, housekeeping was in there, and it was in housekeeping's bag.
Oh, in her bag. Oh, I thought you meant like they'd cleaned up.
I think she'd gone, I'll have a bit of that. I'll save that. Thank you very much.
No. Housekeeping must find some all kinds of stuff.
Oh, imagine.
Wow.
Fun.
I mean, I'd probably do the same if it was a good one.
Oh, you wouldn't leave it, would you? You'd go back for that.
Yeah, you've got to go back for it.
No shame.
No.
Own it.
None whatsoever. So I think that's it for this week. I feel like we've got so much more to cover about sex toys, but... Hey ho,
we've got much more time. We can do it another day, can't we? So thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we will see you again next week.
Yep, and if you are enjoying our pod, then please do leave us a review and give us a follow on your favourite podcast app. Bye now.
Bye.